This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's that time of the day again, and we are going right into drugs. We got it. You know what? We don't do enough drugs on this show, Super Don. This is really, we have clearly...
Is that what we're going to start doing now? We're going to start doing drugs on this show?
Well, the thing is, we're not contributing to the economy enough, right? It's like 20% or more, 25% of the nation's economy depended upon drug sales. And we're just not on enough of them. In fact, I'm on zero.
I understand.
I misunderstood you.
I thought we were going to start like smoking cannabis on the show.
I don't even consider that a drug. That's a plant medicinal. No, I'm talking about the real ones that are approved by the Fear and Death Administration. Get with the pro. My mom is
the
watching
ones that
the show
can
right
kill
now.
You. The ones that can kill you. Yes.
My mom, 84, and she's not on any drugs. Mom, what is that? You're not contributing to the economy. This is really rough. Now, Big Pharma's got to be struggling. Because they're in a death struggle between a python and an alligator, if it's that much. Because we got Donald Trump versus Big Pharma, apparently, today, as we open the show. The White House taking on Big Pharma, HHS Secretary Azar, what's his first name? Azar?
Alex.
Alex Azar.
Yes.
Right? And he's squaring off over drug prices. They say, I mean, this is kind of outrageous if you think about it. Big Pharma? If you're going to advertise your prescription drugs, which, by the way, you can only advertise direct-to-consumer in two countries on planet Earth, the United States and New Zealand, and we think that you, this is the White House now, representing the White House, we think you need to put the prices of those drugs in. If you're going to advertise them, tell us how much they cost. For goodness sake. And Big Pharma said, no, that's just going to confuse people. All right, far be it from me. I'm not the best consumer on planet Earth. But if I'm going into a store, I kind of need to see with a I'm budgeting, right? I need to know how much something costs. And you're going to say, no, it'll confuse the consumer. Imagine going into Walmart or Costco or a neighborhood grocery or a little health food store. No prices anywhere. How do you know how much money to bring, much less how much money you have left? You know what I'm saying, Super D? I think this is a ridiculous argument by Big Pharma going, no, we don't want to tell anybody the prices. It'll confuse them.
Yeah, I do understand, you know, what it is they're trying to say. Because basically what they're saying
that... I don't.
Here's what they're saying. They're saying that a lot of people that go in and get a prescription and then go to the pharmacy...
Right.
They don't pay anything themselves personally, per se. So they're just going, well, you know what? People aren't actually going to pay the list price in a lot of cases, so we don't want to confuse people.
We don't want to confuse people. But, even if you go into a car dealership, they're going to give you the list price. You're going to say, well, at least I got a starting point to negotiate. They don't even want to do that. They want to say, hey, can we just put up a website and we'll take you there? And even that will be more confusing than less. But... I'm the only health show on planet Earth probably that argues for more expensive drugs. I want them to be outrageously exorbitant so that people will have to find something that actually works and won't kill them and that they can afford. Of course, the theory of affordability in actuality, is so delusionally removed from the marketplace, like because Big Pharma has a monopoly. Third-party interveners, they call them insurance companies, are the ones that kind of set prices, and you said it right, Super Don. A lot of people don't pay anything, or maybe it's a little copay. How confusing can it? You don't even know the cost of drugs. So Trump, to his credit, he's going, hey, show us your prices. And we got some clips. I have no earthly idea what Azar is going to say, but let's give a listen to the HHS secretary on this.
We think it's critical that patients who are being pitched these medicines and being asked to go talk to their doctor about these drugs, that while they currently get the medical efficacy and safety concern information in the ads, they're not being told the price of the very medicine that they're being asked to have a discussion about. And that list price, we think, is a part of fair balance, that it ought to be in the ads. And that's why the president committed to proposing a regulation that would mandate list prices in the ads. And that's what we've delivered on yesterday.
Wow. All right, now I get this now, because if you actually saw the price of the medicine you were buying, you might think twice about how expensive you think a dietary supplement is, right? Because people will say that. Oh, I can't buy the supplement because there's no insurance for it. It's like, here's what it cost me, like $40 for the supplement. Well, if you didn't have insurance, a third-party payer scheme for the drug you buy, that drug would probably cost you $200. Now you're talking reality versus illusion. But the third-party interveners, of course, drive the price up because they make it possible for the pharmaceutical industry to charge. Just like student loans, government-backed student loans. Why is college so damned expensive? I said it. Yes, I did. It's because they've got backing by student loans that if there weren't any, they couldn't charge the price. Nobody would be able to go to college, except a few people anyway. What does Alex Azar say? In addition to what we just heard,
the pushback obviously is going to be significant, I guess. But there are some valid points, and that is that, I mean, what price do you put up? It'd take the commercial 30 seconds long. It'd take 30 seconds to explain who pays what and what goes into the payments and rebates and insurance. No.
Well, and isn't that why the medical system as we have it today is untenable in a real market, in a free market? It wouldn't exist. Yeah. It would collapse. Well, nobody would know how much you pay.
It's interesting because the host there on CNBC is basically taking the side of the pharmaceutical companies and going, how are they going to know what to do?
Right.
They don't know their left hand from the right hand. They don't understand, how to put it on there. But Alex Azar, actually, in this next clip, kind of shuts him down and explains exactly how it should be done.
No issue at all. It's their list price. The pharma company set the list price. You put the list price in the ad just like you put the list price on the car. That's a federal statute,
by the
way.
That's why they don't want to do it, because no one pays the list price.
Well, no, you know what? Right. They do. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The problem
is
almost every single senior under Medicare pays the list price or a percent of list price on at least some of their drugs. 47% of Americans under the age of 65 have a high deductible health plan, and during that deductible, they're paying the list price. So I'm not buying the pharma talking point that list prices don't matter.
Dude, this is pretty impressive what they're doing here. Although nobody is arguing for the free market here. You notice that?
No.
At least,
no.
I mean, they just list the price. At least that's right. Something. Well, where do we go
good
next
point.
With the next clip? So,
yeah, let's see what Alex Azar says.
Yep. It's fascinating.
Is there any way to get around this for these companies? Meaning there's been an argument that maybe they won't advertise or that they're going to try to advertise in a different way in some kind of other format. Is that possible?
Well, we've actually asked for comment whether we should extend this regulation to all forms of consumer advertising, including print and Internet. For now, it's proposed for the TV ads, but we've asked for comment on a broader scope of the regulation.
So, it's an interesting thing. I'm not a guy that's into big regulation. Government telling us what to do. But if you're operating in a monopoly, the government has granted you a special privilege to get, basically the entire market. I think they can make up whatever rules they want. You can't complain. You've got a monopoly. Tell them the cost. I think if they start saying you have to put in every advertisement that you ever see, the cost of the end, I don't think that's reasonable. But in a monopoly, the confusion, I'll let people see the real cost of this. Let's see what happens next in this clip on, CNBC talking about this?
Mr. Secretary, obviously transparency is a huge problem. Consumers don't know how much they're going to pay for so many things that they get in health care. This is one proposal. What other proposals are you considering to try and get at that transparency so that people can really act like smart consumers and figure out where they're spending their money and how?
I'm glad you asked about that, because that's really the theme of so much of our work in health care that the president's driving, is bringing greater transparency to put the patient as a consumer in the driver's seat to bring more competition to the system.
Competition within a monopoly, Azar? I'm sorry. I mean, I kind of like what you're doing here, but there's no competition in a monopoly, and really it's artificial construct or environment. And although, again, I'm kind of half-heartedly supporting what they're doing here, at the same time, it doesn't solve the real underlying problem. You have a medical police state that prevents and prohibits the American people from knowing what truly competes in reality, not in the fiction, this world that they, science fiction world that they live in reality, what would compete with Big Pharma for the healthcare dollar. Super Don, what do you think?
That's true. No, you are correct. I mean, within in the bubble of pharmaceuticals and the pharmaceutical industry, you know, he is making what I think at least are some good efforts, right? You know, I mean, as far as bringing in the, you know, the price. Yes. And in this, I think this is the last clip we've got coming up here. He actually goes over some things that have been done. Because, you know, listen, early in the campaign, there were some things that were said by Trump that gave us some hope, right? That he was going to take on Big Pharma. A lot, and listen, a lot of the stuff that is going on, we don't hear about. For some reason, the media just, they squash everything that's going on. I had no idea that there were some things that he had actually done to try and go after Big Pharma. And in this next clip, Alex Azar goes over some things that were news to me.
All right, let's give it a go.
So that's why we've rolled out an update to the Medicare dashboard, letting people have more insight into pharma price increases. That's why just last week the president signed a gag clause legislation that forbids pharmacists from being ordered not to tell patients that they could get their drugs for a lower price if they just paid cash out of pocket. That's why we're looking at the entire system of backdoor, back-end rebates that aren't transparent around pharmaceutical discounts, and thinking whether those should be pulled forward to upfront discounts at the point of sale for the patient.
You know, one of the things he brought up there was the cash pay option. How much bureaucracy is there, and how much does it cost? You go into a hospital, you say, I want to have a birth in the hospital. They say, I don't know what the number is. It's been many years since I've looked into this, right? The example I gave years ago, here, it'll cost you 12 grand. You got insurance, 12 grand. What if we want to pay cash? 3 grand. Everything included? Even if it's a C-section? Yeah, 3 grand. Cat. How much? 75% in that equation. Do the math. Eighth grade math. You can figure it out. 75% of the price of everything you're paying is paying for the government mandates of bureaucracy in between, including third-party payers called insurance, which is really only semi-private. They're so heavily regulated, they might as well be part of the government. Certainly with Medicare and Medicaid, it is. All right, folks, freedom. It's an illusion. Can we get past it? Can we see through it? Can we live differently? Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, natureofhealing.org, is going to join us next talking about it.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Joined now by another stalwart defender of health, freedom, and healing liberty, gifted healer, naturopath, Roseanne Lindsay from natureofhealing.org, new book on the thyroid, speaking your voice, and seeing through the illusion of freedom. Is there a reality of freedom? Is it all illusion, Roseanne? I mean, I hesitate to do a deep dive with you on this because I think everybody's going to run scurrying scared because of where we're going today.
No, we don't have to. We don't have to end on that note. We can start on that note so people can kind of situate themselves because everybody sees where we are. We see that we are living under an illusion of freedom when things don't go the way we expect them to go, when people are jailed for no reason or for the wrong reason. We see what's happening in politics. We see the escalation of pedophilia among the elite in this country, you know, the people who deem themselves authorities over us. And we just have to start to question what's really going on. And the article that I wrote, I mean, it's always based on like the last week's events, and there's always something new going on. I found a great quote from Frank Zappa that illustrates what's happening here. And he says, "The illusion of freedom will continue as long as it's profitable to continue the illusion of freedom. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, they will just take down the scenery, they will pull back the curtains, and they will move the tables and chairs out of the way, and you will see the brick wall at the back of the theater." Frank Zappa.
I love that Zappa quote and line. And, of course, that just leads into something even deeper. And I would say darker, but I think it's important to do so. You know, I've dedicated my life to revealing these truths. And you know, I just love it that you're writing in a way that's hopefully getting people to see with clarity that so-called brick wall at the back of the theater that they've entered, thinking they can freely leave when they want to.
Yeah, well, I think we've been all programmed through our language and through words in this matrix to believe that America is the example of freedom to the rest of the world. And if we all believe this, then we're all in deep trouble, I think. Because believe it or not, this illusion of freedom happens when we consent to be governed. And the consent of the governed is a foundational principle of democracy, is it not?
Well, we hear about that. The only way this works is with through the consent of the governed. But I don't recall being consenting to a violation of my freedom to speak the truth when it comes to healing. Yet that every day happens for those that are healers hanging a shingle and helping people to overcome serious diseases like cancer. And if they speak truthfully and openly and directly about non-chemotherapy, non-radiation or non-surgical options, they're often threatened with jail or actually you're visiting a jail, not because they're visiting someone else. They're in it.
Yeah, well, consent implies that you have a choice and that you know the meaning of the words and the foundation of government, you know, what is going on underneath. But we've failed to grasp the true meanings of words. And in the article, I talked about a few words, democratic, republic, inalienable versus unalienable, and consent, these words to name a few. For instance, consent doesn't necessarily mean that you agree with something. You don't have to make a formal denial in order for the authorities to accept your consent, because your silence and your inaction will qualify to them as consent. And it can happen when you do nothing. I may have talked about that in my last week, the week previous article as well. So this illusion of freedom happens when we consent to the language. You know, we can talk about words in the Constitution. You know, what is the Constitution? Is it really a protection of our rights, or is it something else entirely? The Constitution what it did was, when it was established, it actually abolished all common law courts, and that was the court of the people. The Constitution was supposed to be of and for the people, but as it abolished black slavery, it actually made all citizens slaves.
Well, now you're talking about what, 14th Amendment? Which amendment are you going to on that one?
Yeah, most people don't know that was that. There was the word property in the Constitution. At the time, slavery was an accepted practice of the time, so it was lawful in every one of the 13 colonies. So even Lincoln said that slavery was constitutionally implied but not expressed. And we can talk about, you know, words here being specific. Property equaled slavery at the time. Slavery was tolerated. So that's what I'm getting at.
Well, we are also in a place where our consciousness has shifted. I think most Americans find the concept of slavery vile and repugnant, yet many of them would not, well, they don't want to know that they've been enslaved, as you indicated, that if you abolish one form of slavery, they instituted a form of slavery for all Americans. What is that? We're going to get into that. Serious stuff with Roseanne Lindsay. More on the Robert Scott Bell Show next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You
USA Radio News.
Today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Saudi Arabia meeting with the King and Prince to discuss the disappearance of a Washington Post journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Both the King and Prince have denied any knowledge of the disappearance, but President Trump told Fox Business if it ends up that they did know something, it's not good.
Depends whether or not the king or the crown prince knew about it. If they knew about it, that would be bad.
Meanwhile, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is no fan of the Saudi prince.
This guy is a wrecking ball. He had this guy murdered in a consulate in Turkey, and to expect me to ignore it, I feel used and abused.
The death toll from Hurricane Michael continues to rise as 32 people are now confirmed dead. There still are people that are missing, and missing persons reports have been filed for them. Nearly 137,000 Florida customers remain without power in the Panhandle region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Send me some traffic, John.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it with Roseanne Lindsay. Y'all check her out, natureofhealing.org. Links are up in the show notes. Great couple of articles recently we are diving into today in our discussion. And one talks about the illusion of freedom. The other is about consent. And I think they go hand in hand. It was a nice combination, one to the other, kind of a handoff. And as we were talking about this illusion of freedom, we continued our discussion on the break. The recognition of each of us as a spiritual being, endowed with rights by a creator, whatever you call that creator, God, whatever you call it, and it's distinct and different from when we talk about a even a constitutional form of government, which acknowledge, at least by words and verbiage, that rights come from a far higher place in government. Yet so many people today, Roseanne, on the left and the right, perceive that their rights come from government. They behave as if that's the case, and they put up with so much suppression of what I would, just freedom of speech, right? The First Amendment, right? The very First Amendment in the Bill of Rights, which grants you no rights, but was designed, I think, to prevent the government from abrogating those rights that came from that other far higher place. So what are we to make of our system of government, and how do we make peace with it? Do we get back to a point where we do get who we are and a proper relationship with a servant government rather than a people who serve the government?
That's a great question, and I don't know if we're going forward or backward in time regarding that. I like to, something you said reminded me of a quote from Tom Woods at the 10th Amendment Center. Mm-hmm. He writes, in the American system, no government is sovereign. The peoples of the states are the sovereign. It is they who apportion powers between themselves, their state governments, and the federal government. In doing so, they are not impairing their sovereignty in any way. To the contrary, they are exercising it. So that says one thing, about who we are. We're the sovereign beings here, and we give power to the states, and therefore then the states give power to the federal government. It isn't the other way around. We have totally flip-flopped that idea, and we're allowing the federal government to dictate to the states and to us what our rights are. And those are not rights at all. They're privileges that can be abolished and changed at the whim of the state.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we see that constantly now. And you just were talking on the break about being at an herbalist conference recently and how the herbalist, which, I think crunchy granola, healers, natural, organic, non-GMO, and they've fallen completely prey to the Hegelian dialectic, left versus right, white versus black, white privilege concepts, things like that. And so all about division and dividing. I'm thinking the herbs must be looking up at these herbalists and going, you just don't get it.
Exactly so. I was talking to them and they didn't understand how government's taking away rights. They didn't know about SB 277 in California, about forced vaccination for all children who go to public and private schools there. They didn't understand that their rights could be taken away if they decided to practice herbalism publicly, if they didn't just do it for themselves, that they could be criminalized for practicing medicine without a license. And I said, it's not only that we want to keep our right to practice our craft, our medicine, but we want everybody to be able to access this medicine. We want choice for the average person. I want choice to be able to go to an herbalist or an naturopath, even though I am one. I want to be able to go to another person like me if I want to. And also, who is going to speak for the environment? Who is here speaking for the plants themselves? This is plant spirit medicine. It goes to a higher level. It's why I use the plants, because other cultures have been, demonized for using plants, just as cannabis has been demonized, patented, and buried so people can't use it. The plant is here for all of us to use and to heal ourselves. And so I was helping them understand that, we have to speak out not only for ourselves, but for the plants themselves.
Mm. But the issue of consent, also the issue of license, you brought that up. I've talked about these things called contracts of adhesion. People don't think clearly before entering into these agreements that have a lot of hidden clauses. Some are right out there in the open that subjugate yourself to a formerly servant government, to a government that now rules you, that limits your freedom, that suppresses your speech. Again, this is not something that's going to happen, I think, in any of the debates, whether it be at a local level or up to the presidential level. They're not talking about it in this way.
No, I think you're starting to get at the systems that are in place that create slaves out of us, how we become slaves without our consent. And that happened in 1933 when a state of emergency was declared by FDR, and that he could sidestep constitutional limitations and requirements under emergency powers. We're still under those same emergency powers, even though it's a different president, and they can continue to create new emergency powers. Well, FDR created the Federal Reserve notes, which was is a debt instrument. It's fiat money. It creates a debt economy. And because this money has no intrinsic value, it's worthless. So no one can pay off the debt. So everyone who signs up for FICA voluntarily becomes paupers at law. And you own nothing. So you trigger protections. It doesn't trigger the protections of the common law or under the Seventh Amendment that used to protect all of us Americans. So the pauper's oath is this. If you sign up to get a Social Security number, you become a pauper. And you say, basically, this is what your oath is. I do solemnly swear that I have not any property, real or personal, exceeding $20, except such as is by law exempt from being taken on civil process for debt, and that I have no property in any way conveyed or concealed or in any way disposed of for my future use or benefit. So help me God.
So how many of the folks out there using Federal Reserve notes and bought what they thought was property, which is really real estate, they're being taxed even if they pay it off because, as Roseanne properly said, you can't pay anything off in Federal Reserve notes. It's not real money. What was the $20 referring to? $20 gold, as it used to be under the Coinage Act of 1792. Now it's, I believe, a $50 gold piece. But this is not something, as we're talking about it, yes, I know some of our listeners are very astute and have dug deeply into this, but as we talk about healing, Roseanne, and I know, you know, your mission and passion similar, that we want to help people who are ready to be helped. So, you know, it's like if somebody doesn't know the nuances and details of what you just said, we're not going to reject them and say, oh, no, you can't be helped. I'm not going to help you to get well. My point is that we're out here to help anybody who's ready to be well. But there's a level to which I guess responsibility is that bad part of the word that people will say, oh, well, if we're really free, then I can do anything. No, your freedom ends where another's begins. That goes into the, you know, the aspects of the common law. That you cannot violate another person's rights in the exercise of your rights, or else they're not rights.
I say to that all of these documents, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, they're all papers that do not protect us. They are words that can be manipulated, and as we showed, you know, through these articles, words are manipulated all the time. So you don't know the lies from the truth. In fact, every sentence can have a line of truth in it. So all our truths are embodied just by our nature of who we are. We have to learn that. That's why we're here, to learn the differences between these extremes. Life, true living, true humanity is not in the extremes. Outside of these bodies, there are no up or down, left or right, white or black. We're all connected to source. So all truths are embodied, whether it's love, freedom, the Constitution, Christ consciousness, divinity. We're eternal light beings, and we have to start from there. When you start from there, your mindset and your perception changes, and then you can see the path that you can go down, and it doesn't have to be bloody or violent.
Well, and you bring up the spiritual essences there, and I'm with you. But our institutions, so-called religious institutions, have also come under the auspices of a government that they used to be, at least, I don't know if it's co-equal, but superior to, because the right of freedom of religion, First Amendment right there, you didn't have to ask for special permission to be a religious institution or a tax-exempt religious institution. The moment you asked for a special privilege, now you were under the auspices of those who would then control the speech, where they limit now what you can say in those churches, synagogues, and mosques.
Right, and you're your own church, right, Robert? So exemptions to the, you know, to being to being a citizen, come under religious organizations. You can, and they're members. So, you know, maybe we can all become a church and decide, you know, what message we want to preach. Because
Very important point, Roseanne, because, and it's one that doesn't ask for permission, doesn't ask for special privileges of government, because the rights come from a far higher place. And I think it's an important distinction. Somebody will say, well, you're just making a little nuanced argument. No. This is a big distinction. And it alters the way you live your life. You stop asking for permission where none is required. You stop kowtowing to authoritarians. And you know, they know, just like on the vaccine issue, Roseanne, when they see a mama bear who knows what she's talking about, they will try to steer clear, because they know they're not going to win. And so there's an energy associated with someone who walks this way.
Yeah, somebody told me there is three dangers to government when all hell breaks loose. And it's, one is the people who know who they are, or the people who know their rights. And I forget the second, but the third one was the mama bears. Be afraid of the mama bears.
Yeah.
But we really have to know who we are so we can withdraw consent. We can stop participating in a system that's full of corruption, that undermines who we are, our abilities. We have to reclaim responsibility to do that. And, you know, we can stop voting. Stop putting your energy in a vote that's rigged. It's a rigged system. If nobody voted, actually, I think if nobody voted, if everybody decided not to vote, the vote would still be taking place because they would say it took place.
Yeah. At that point, the illegitimacy of that system would be made laid bare, so to speak. And, you know, that's an argument our friend John Rappaport has made many times over the years. And it's a hard thing because, as people are so invested in this system, so emotionally tied to it. And I get it. I mean, part of me, I'm human, and there's a part of me that says, yeah, I don't want a Hillary Clinton as president, despite the fact that I don't acknowledge their authoritarianship over me. But, you know, this is one of the most difficult challenges, to step outside of that, you know, that level of control that sucks you in emotionally, gets you. And there's a lot of ways that it can get you. If you can read Roseanne Lindsay's article, I know you can. It'll help you see through some of it. And if you have questions for her, send her a message. We'll get her back on to talk about it. I don't know about y'all, but I love this subject. And Roseanne, I love what you're writing. Can you stick around till the top of the hour?
Sure, Robert.
We got some cannabis updates. Could cannabis be the plant that helps you get beyond this authoritarian dictatorship? You won't give a flip about the price of drugs in China or when they get to America after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Roseanne Lindsay, naturehealing.org. She's got a new book out. We've interviewed her about it before, but maybe you're just new to the show. A lot of people coming from The Truth About Cancer, Global Quest. They're re-releasing it. It's, I think, episode 7 tonight. And so welcome, one and all. Roseanne is an amazing healer, and she's written a couple of books now. But the latest one, give us the title and how to get it.
It's called Free Your Voice, Heal Your Thyroid, Reverse Thyroid Disease Naturally. And you can get it through my website or on Amazon.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'll hold up a copy of that book that I got from Roseanne, and I want you all to get it. We're moving into, I think you mentioned this plant, the cannabis plant, which usually brings this sound on.
Pasti tutti on the left hand side. Pasti tutti on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man?
Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, now the date is not 4:20. It's, I think, 10:18. And apparently, within the next day or two, or Super Don, has it already happened? Canada is basically saying cannabis is legal. The whole country,
yes.
Canada.
The, yes, that's right. Yay!
Kids, not for you. For the adults, no. CBD.
Oh,
no.
Cannabis. Yes. It's actually tomorrow, October 17th, will
right.
be the first day that recreational cannabis will be legal in Canada. And I believe Canada is the second country only in the world.
I think after Paraguay or Uruguay. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, guess who's going to control this distribution of it? The government.
Well, I know.
Well,
I know.
Until you can grow your own plants, and this is what, Roseanne, you were talking about, the plants, and it includes the cannabis plant. I mean, why can't you grow your, this is a medicinal plant.
I think a lot of people do, don't they, Don?
They do. It is legal to actually grow your own. You're limited to the number that you can because they don't want people growing it and selling it, right? So that, you know, as long as you have a certain number of plants, and that's the way it is here, actually, in the U.S. as well, in the states that have legalized it, that you can grow some, but the government is going to regulate it and tax it, and so but we can boo that, I suppose. But,
yeah,
you know, it's yeah, you know, it's pros and cons, right? You know, because, yeah, would you rather it just be somebody could grow it like they grow flowers or something? Mm-hmm. Like that? Of course. But now more people are going to have access to it, and it's going to, you know, maybe reduce a little bit of the inequality going on in the drug war.
Yeah, we talk about drug prices. I mean, when you have a black market, of course, it's an artificial reality for pricing as well. If you grow your own, of course, that's the best thing. We got gardens here. I can't grow any of it.
Let Oregon be a good example of how that can be something beneficial, because here in Oregon, they have allowed so many people to grow legally for the supply for the recreational cannabis that the prices, they have more than they can sell at this point. So it's really turned into a beneficial thing, I think.
Well, imagine, like, you know, I inherited this garden when we moved here, and Roseanne, I got more food than I can eat. And we're trying to find people that want food and giving it to them, and I'm happy to do it. I mean, I feel like I'm so blessed to have an abundance like this. So I think that with all herbs, if we all could grow them, you know, we'd have all the medicine we need. Of course, Big Pharma would go out of business.
Yeah, well, you don't want the government growing your garden for you because they are going to manipulate it, change the genetics, and then cause all kinds of health hazards and health effects as a result. I mean, you're going to have to take a drug just to eat their food to compensate for the symptoms that you get from eating. So it's like that's what they do with the cannabis. They manipulate it, change it, and it turns out to be a hazardous substance.
Yes, yes. Well, it doesn't have to be. In fact, our good friends at CV Sciences that have the PlusCBDOil.com, they're now partnering officially with the Rodale Institute, that organic group in, I think, up in Pennsylvania. They're going with the Industrial Hemp Research, and it's organic, and it's joining Patagonia and Dr. Bronner's to work together where you have responsibility in corporations, so it's not all bad. And they're not doing it with the government. This is a private institution, although there's a lot of governmental controls. So I'll talk about that later in the week. But, hey, Roseanne, I'm so grateful for you and your friendship and what you're bringing to the world. It's really enlightening.
Thank you so much, Robert, for having me on. It was great to talk to you.
All right. And with that, the second hour, I don't know if it's going to be as great because we got Richard Pearl coming on. My good buddy down there in South Florida with the Pearls of Health radio show. And he's got the Simply Natural Organic Restaurant, which is good. His wife is running that. And we're going to dive into the headlong, Iroquois, Cherokee, Pocahontas. What's her name? Pocahontas, right? The genetic test and a whole lot more. Because we got to. The power to heal is yours. That's why.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You can stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.